This is an Americans for Limited Government Minute. I'm Frank McCaffrey. They joke that GM stands for Government Motors these days, but ALG President Bill Wilson says that's not very funny.
A recent Bloomberg article warns that even after billions of taxpayer bailout dollars, government-owned General Motors continues to make the same mistakes that got them into trouble in the first place. What is even more distressing is the GM vehicles are stacking up on dealer lots as the company continues to churn out vehicles that their dealers can't sell. Could it be that the Obama administration is demanding that GM continue producing cars regardless of what the public wants? As long as the U.S. government owns a large portion of GM, there will always be the question of whether their decisions are driven by business or politics.
This has been an Americans for Limited Government Minute.